You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. After the Dow posted its biggest loss since the 1987 stock market crash yesterday, multi-pronged efforts by financial policymakers around the world have sparked a turnaround, at least for now. 20 minutes into the trade here, the Dow is up 676 points, 3.2%. Not to look a gift horse in the mouth, but it was up 1,300 points at the very start of trading. The S&P 500 is up 3.6%, the NASDAQ up 3.4%. Let us go live to the chief economist at FTN Financial, Christopher Lowe, who is also monitoring this moment by moment. Hey, Chris.
Good morning, David.
So what are some of the things persuading investors to go back into stocks this morning?
I think it's a few things, but the biggest is we had a concerted policy response on a global basis over the last 24 hours. The Federal Reserve making a $500 billion 3-month loan to the credit markets. The Fed also reestablishing some quantitative easing. European Central Bank came in and offered loan relief yesterday. When the market didn't like the ECB response, they actually came back in the afternoon and said, fine, we'll do more. We had Bank of Korea with an announcement. We heard from the Aussies, the Swedes, the Canadians. It is a true global effort to get liquidity back into the markets.
Also, out of Washington, we're watching to see what the latest response is in Congress to helping buffer the U.S. economy from all this.
Yeah, I think that's really important, too. And it's policymakers are getting do-overs. Last week, Mnuchin and Pelosi met, discussed, couldn't reach an agreement. They decided they were going to try again after the spring recess.
And so we'll see if they can try it again today. Thank you very much, Chris.
Thank you, David.
That is all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.